Happy Monday, everyone. Welcome to the program. There was so much going on this weekend, of course, and it has to do with Joe Biden trying to start, and I'll just say this, trying to start another war. Although the administration's denying all of this, it looks like he's been playing both sides in the conflict between Iran and Israel, and it's bringing people start calling it out. The Jerusalem Times actually posted this tweet over the weekend saying Iran informed Turkey in advance of its plans of its operation against Israel. And a Turkish diplomat source tells Reuters on Sunday, adding that U.S. and they're trying to say that the U.S. was kind of warned about it, but they were given certain restrictions, quote, within certain limits. So they're saying that that was allegedly what's happened with the Biden administration. Now, the Biden administration today was forced to answer for this. And well, of course, they denied it. They at first denied it just cold. And then reporters started asking more questions. And then they said, well, I mean, we're not saying that we didn't know what's going to happen. But we're not saying that we, you know, spoke to Iran directly and gave them those instructions, which is deeply concerning because, well, they're trying to play a war with words. So joining us now to unpack all of this is Annie Cyrus. Many of you know she is the Iranian-American human rights advocate, as well as one of our favorite journalists who we highly rely on for anything related to Middle East. So Annie, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you saw all of this playing out, and you've warned us about Iran. It's interesting, though, because we hear people trying to say that Iran was just retaliating for something that Israel did, that Israel killed three of their commanders in a strike, and that's the reason why Iran is now striking back. But ultimately, that's kind of a lousy excuse, considering the fact that Iran has been using proxies to go after Israel. So what's your takeaway from all of this?
Well, I was actually expecting for a lot of people to come out and start using the excuse of this was not an attack, this was a retaliation. Even the article from the Declaration of UN, they're using, it has nothing to do with what they're using it for. Yes, Israel did have an airstrike. It did kill three of the IRGC members, well, leader level. But first of all, let's go back to October 7th. October 7 happened clearly, openly, with evidence admitted by Hamas through Hamas, and then admittedly by Hamas leaders, funded and planned by Islamic Republic of Iran's IRGC, which is the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. So should we go and say, well, maybe what Israel did was a retaliation regarding October 7th? The story is, if we follow that path, it still goes back to Iran started the war with Israel. It wasn't yesterday, it wasn't October 7th, it wasn't even 10 years ago. They literally started it from day one of 1979, where the Islamic Revolution was completed. The Supreme Leader back then, Khomeini, started his speech with, let the plan begin. We will wipe Israel off the map and we will take down the great Satan, being America. This speech is still available, Brianna, anybody who wants to look at it. 1979, Supreme Leader of Iran speech. It's out there. So this war has started by Iran about 45 years ago. Now, is this war? No. Iran did, by the way, correct term is IRGC attacked Israel, not Iran, because this attack was not carried out by the military of Iran. Now, it's a little confusing because we don't have that differentiation here. But in Islamic countries, especially Pakistan, Afghanistan, Syria, Kuwait, Bahrain, Iran, those countries, they have the military that is part of the government. So it obeys the government and it does everything within the government rules and laws. But then you have IRGC, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, created in 1979 by Khomeini to guard all Islamic revolutions. If you look at the name, it doesn't say Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guard. It says Islamic Revolution. So IRGC is an entity of its own that does not belong to the government of Iran. So on that note, yes, Iran attacked Israel, but technically this was an Islamic attack on Israeli people.
I like that. Okay, that's what we need to kind of clarify, because I think it's really important to drive that point home. Now, John Kirby spoke earlier today in the White House, and you know they were denying everything. You know, in my open, I mentioned the fact that the White House is being accused of telling Iran that there are certain limits regarding their strikes that they were going to be taking up with Israel, and that's being denied by the White House right now. But interesting enough, John Kirby was actually asked about how the White House has been unfreezing billions of dollars from day one since taking the White House, pretty much. And it's all in regards to freeing up money that they claim is, you know, Iranian, I guess it would be humanitarian aid. But we all know that's not the case. Let's take a listen to that.
Now that we know that the Iranians do not listen to President Biden's public warnings, is there any regret here about unfreezing billions of dollars for Iranian leaders during the president's administration?
What unfreezing are you talking about?
He unfroze billions of dollars
for Iranian leaders?
Yeah.
Really? I don't think so.
Okay,
so first of all,
it's for humanitarian purposes, but doesn't that...
But you don't believe me.
Well, doesn't that free up money for them to spend on other stuff? Where do you get the money for an unprecedented number of munitions to fire at Israel?
So first of all, I'm betting if they're sitting in Tehran, they're taking it seriously when President Biden says he's going to defend Israel. We put skin in the game, a whole heck of a lot of it, and knocked almost everything out of the sky. So I'm...
Annie, do you think they're taking it seriously? Do you think they're taking the Biden administration seriously?
Well, before I answer that, let me just point something out. They're taking Biden's warning seriously that Biden says, I will support Israel. If I'm correct, the very latest press release from our regime, that some people call Biden government, said they will not have any parts in retaliation of Israel towards Iran. What kind of support is that exactly? That's one point we need to be very careful. Things are, details are very important last few days. Mm-hmm. Biden has never clearly stated that he's gonna support Israel. If anything, he said U.S. will not take part if Israel decides to retaliate. Now, even if Biden would say such a thing, number one, unfortunately, Biden has not been taken serious since day one. Not just by Iran, by nobody. We don't even take Biden serious anymore. Mm-hmm. Every time he talks, I'm just waiting for him to either zone out, lost on a stage, or shake some imaginary friend's hand. So no, I can promise you, listening to Iran's regime since 2 days ago, their direct news from their own channel, they're not even talking about Biden. They're not. No, they're not taking it serious.
Yeah, I think it's interesting you mentioned that too, because earlier today at the White House, Joe Biden actually met with the Iraqi prime minister. And, you know, I joke, but it looked like he was falling asleep. I mean, he's constantly nodding his head off and his eyes are shut. So I don't think anyone takes it seriously. I think that our enemies are watching him and they know that he's somebody who is not well. And they know that we are extremely vulnerable. And that's the reason why tensions are so high around the world. Because, well, they know we have somebody in the White House currently who is not to be taken seriously. And I honestly have to question whether or not Joe Biden would want peace, as he says he does, because, well, his polling numbers are horrific and the economy is a disaster. And so another war would boost all of those numbers for him, especially if the U.S. were to be involved in it. So that's just my speculation on that. But I think it's interesting, too, because the White House was asked today, because Speaker Mike Johnson is coming out saying that we have to fund Israel. We have to fund them now. But, you know, the White House is saying, well, it wouldn't be a standalone funding that they would be looking for. It'd have to be brought together with the Ukraine funding. What's your takeaway of the White House just refusing to vote on Israel by itself and using Israel, what they're going through right now, to bring in more funding for Ukraine?
Well, let me break down in two different categories. Number one is basically we don't necessarily have to fund Israel to support Israel. We could stop the indirect negotiations with Iran, put the sanctions back on them. That would automatically support Israel, because regardless of how much they deny it, we all know billions and billions of dollars have been handed over, either cash pallets by Hussein Obama or unfrozen assets by Biden regime. So if we put the sanctions back, let's say I will go with those who online are saying, it's not our war to fight, we're broke inside our own country. Okay, even for sake of that argument, we don't necessarily have to fund them to support them. All we need to do is to stop funding the enemy, and that will automatically give the upper hand to Israel, number one. Number two, another way we can support him is for Biden to hang up the phone, stop telling Israel, do not retaliate, and then tell Iranian regime, continue your activities within limited areas. See, that's another type of support that he is giving the terrorists that people are not paying attention to. Now, why is White House doing everything in their powers not to support Israel? I have talked about this few times for last few years, saying what happens between Israel and any of Israel's enemies in Middle East has direct effect in our lives right here in America. Remember, at the end of the day, I'm not making it up, Bridget Gabriel has translated the Muslim Brotherhood's manifesto. The plan is pretty clear for the day where they can fly their flag on top of our White House, meaning caliphate, Arabic word of it, Islamic domination, their English term of it. They just want to turn this country into another Islamic country and control it. Sharia is one of the best ways to take America down. It goes against every value we have. It goes against Judeo-Christian values. It goes against our constitution. So when you have an anti-American, America-hating group of people in the White House, they will gladly support the enemy that has a final plan that or final goal that matches theirs, which is destroying America. This whole situation has nothing to do with Israel and everything to do with us here. They are baiting the Israeli government, waiting for a response. If Israeli government decide to retaliate and show military response, they have already warned us, if U.S. gets involved with that and support Israel, the next attack will take place here in America. And we all know how many of their soldiers we have imported to our country by allowing the open border and allowing 60,000 plus Afghans that we don't know who they were to fly into the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've done it to ourselves, and it's pretty disturbing. And I really do fear that those soldiers will you know, turn on us pretty quickly in any given moment, and then we're left to fend for ourselves. And it doesn't help either that we have judges, federal judges, who say illegal aliens have a right to the Second Amendment. Because, well, that doesn't help us either. We all know that they're arming up these days, too. Annie Cyrus, thank you so much. I want to remind your audience, if you're looking to support her work, it's liveuptofreedom.com. That's where you'd head to stay in tune with everything that Annie's working on. And Annie, you are the one of the many people pushing back. I know that's got you added to a lot of watch lists, but watch lists from Iran, at least, and hit lists from Iran. So, you guys, you got to head over there. She's the only one. She's very few people, I guess you'd say, who's speaking truth to power. And so head over to her website, take a look at what she's working on. Annie, thank you for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Thanks so much for covering the truth, Brianna.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
In a world where technology surrounds us, our exposure to EMR, or electromagnetic radiation, is higher than ever before. With over 400,000 cell towers and antennas in the United States alone, not to mention Wi-Fi that runs 24/7 in our home, cell phones that are carried in our pockets hours on end, and hundreds of 5G satellites in our orbit, common complaints are ringing in the ear, sleep deprivation, heart palpitations, insomnia, and so much more. Start protecting yourself now. Introducing Redemption Shield, your EMF protection products. With over 700 five-star reviews, Redemption Shield is leading the way in shielding and grounding products. Taking inflammation out of your body with grounding bed mats, grounding bed sheets, hats, scarves, Wi-Fi router covers, cell phone bags. Come and see us today at redemptionshield.com and get grounded and shielded. Redemptionshield.com. Use code BREE and save 10%.
And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.